with the HS2 high-speed train project creating controversy, the country opinion divided, and the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, criticising the Number 10 backed campaign, we try and find the facts about the new wave of train transport. Firstly, David Begg from the Institute of Civil Engineers, a member of the Yes to HS2, has his say.
I agree with David Cameron that faster, more reliable connections to London could propel a region's economic competitiveness and act as a catalyst for regeneration as city developers, planners and businesses alike take advantage of the opportunities, especially in the Midlands, the North and Scotland. The benefits are not limited to those cities served by HS2. Many will benefit from released capacity and significantly improved services on the existing lines, such as communities that are currently not well served by the West Coast line.
Frank Stansted of the No to HS2 disagrees.
The government's proposals for a high-speed rail link between London and Birmingham will cut through some of the most beautiful countryside and vibrant village communities in England. The HS2 proposals are not just impractical from a noise and disruption perspective, they also fail to make good business, economic and environmental sense.
We asked commuter Sally Tomkinson her opinion on HS2.
I don't think enough information is being given to ordinary people. If the government would produce a pamphlet, it would be helpful.
Mr. Begg adds to his yes to HS2 view.
The main argument for HS2 is not speed, it's capacity. As anyone who uses railways regularly will tell you, trains are full and demand for intercity travel is soaring. If trends over the last 15 years continue, the existing line between Euston and Birmingham, the West Coast main line, will reach capacity by 2024.
I believe that the capacity issue is void as HS2 suffers from isolation from the rest of the network. And many users will stick with their existing services, cutting the high-speed potential for reducing high crowding. For example, Leeds Rail states that 70-80% of their journeys are within city regions. The link between projects such as high-speed rails and local transport is not yet well made.
I would like to see the rail stations to be better equipped. Both sides seem to be right, and with the information for passengers to make up their own minds.
Whether the high-speed train line is needed or not is still up for debate. What is certain, this argument for and against will be raging after the decision has been made.